Observational Bias and Young Massive Cluster Characterization I2D Perspective Effects, by Annie S. M. Buckner et al. Understanding the formation and evolution of high-mass star clusters requires comparisons between theoretical and observational data to be made. Unfortunately, while the full-face space of simulated regions is available, often only partial 2D spatial and kinematic data is available for observed regions. This raises the question as to whether cluster parameters determined from 2D data alone are reliable and representative of clusters' real parameters and the impact of line-of-sight orientation. In this paper, we derive parameters for a simulated cluster formed from a cloud-cloud collision with the full 6D phase space, and compare them with those derived from three different 2D line-of-sight orientations for the cluster. We show the same qualitative conclusions can be reached when viewing clusters in 2D versus 3D, but that drawing quantitative conclusions when viewing in 2D is likely to be inaccurate. The greatest divergence occurs in the perceived kinematics of the cluster, which in some orientations appears to be expanding when the cluster is actually contracting. Increases in the cluster density compounds pre-existing perspective issues, reducing the relative accuracy and consistency of properties derived from different orientations. This is particularly problematic for determination of the number and membership of subclusters present in the cluster. We find the fraction of subclusters correctly identified in 2D decreases as the cluster evolves, reaching less than 3.4. This was Observational Bias and Young Massive Cluster Characterization I2D Perspective Effects, by Annie S. M. Buckner et al.